The IRS has given a sliver of ground in how it has applied tax rules to air taxi flights. Senator Mark Begich is calling it a win for small air carriers, but Joy Journay of the Alaska Air Carriers Association says the concession is less than it appears.
It is unclear at this time if it's going to help anyone.
The association has said the rules were unclear on when a small plane operator has to collect federal excise taxes from passengers. Several air taxi businesses say they didn't know they were supposed to collect the money until they were audited and hit with tax bills that in some cases exceeded $1 million. The IRS last week wrote a letter to Begich saying it will refund any excise tax air services paid for day tours. The IRS letter doesn't say whether it will also refund the penalties and interest audited businesses had to pay, and an IRS spokesman said the agency didn't want to talk about its decision. But the letter says the agency is only lifting the tax retroactively. Next month, it will apparently revert to its previous interpretation of the rules, which Journay calls baffling.
The letter issued to Senator Begich from the IRS does not clear up any of the ambiguous language in the regulation or address any of the items that the Air Carriers Association has asked them to address for multiple years.
The IRS has previously said whether the tax applies to a day trip depends in part on the purpose of the trip. If the passengers deplane to see a glacier or watch bears, the air service doesn't have to collect the tax, but if they land to fish, that might be taxable if the pilots fly to the same places with some degree of regularity. The way an agency has defined regularity has also exasperated air carriers.